Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great. You've got about 25 minutes to do that. Maria's on now, and we'll be talking with her for a little bit. Maria is, Maria, I don't think you ever told me how long you've been married. What'd you say, 15 years?
Yeah, a little bit more.
Okay.
17.
She has a 6-year...
Okay. Going to be 17, yeah.
Okay.
But, the two things I realized that you had asked, you know, when you asked me, I came to two realizations here. One is that everything is enough. My car, it's a basic car, and my house is not big, but it's enough for us. But then when I see, like when my mom told me that my brother's going to Spain next week with the family for a week vacation, or when my sister-in-law pulls up in her new BMW with the leather seats, I feel like when I see that or I hear that, all of a sudden, you know, and my car is a basic Volkswagen with cloth seats, and it's fine, but I guess when I see the material things that they've accumulated and stuff, and then I'm in their presence, I guess all of a sudden I don't know, I'm feeling, oh, this is so nice, you know, maybe I want this lifestyle, and how come I didn't achieve this lifestyle? So that's where I'm questioning.
Okay.
If I'm jealous, or maybe I feel inferior.
Well, what I'm saying is, I think you're feeling probably, I hesitate to use the word, but sort of maybe bored, unfulfilled is not a fair term, because I don't know, I don't know you well enough to know what would fulfill you, but it seems to me that when we are most likely to be envious or jealous is when our life isn't what we wanted it to be. It's just not fulfilling enough for us. Because when our life is fulfilling, what we focus on is how fulfilling our life is. And so the fact that somebody, I mean, look, last weekend I went and looked at the, speaking of BMWs, I looked at their $150,000 Gullwing. And that is the most gorgeous car you've ever seen in your life. Do I want it? It's gorgeous. Would I ever buy it? Of course not. First of all, it's impossible. I mean, it would get wrecked. It's just a gorgeous car. And I think even if I had unlimited funds, I would never buy it. But it's perfectly okay to look at it and to even sort of covet it. But I mean, it's a fantasy. It's fine. But it has nothing to do with me or anything I want. But part of that is because I can look at my life and say, you know, like you say, you know, I basically have what I want. And if I want something else, then I figure out what it's worth to me and how to get it. And what I'm saying to you is, I think that the issue is not so much what your brother and sister have, because if you look around, and I know siblings are a different issue, that there is always that issue of sibling rivalry to a certain extent, but it sounds to me that isn't really what's fueling this sense of disquiet, but the sense that your life isn't fulfilling enough for you. Not the material part, not the anything else. And my guess is that if you, whatever your husband makes, that you could probably make some proportion of that if you were working, and more importantly, doing something that you enjoy doing. And so the kind of car that you have becomes much like, it's kind of like on vacation when there's nothing to do, all you think about is food because there's nothing else to do. I think that's that you're kind of on vacation in your life to a certain extent. And I'm not being pejorative or mean. I just think you sound like a bright woman whose kid is great, but her kid's in school, so what do you do during the day? And the answer is, worry about your brother's income. And I think if you had things that made your day valuable and worthwhile and made you feel that you had a more fulfilling place in the world, that it's not that he can go to Spain and you can't, but that if he wanted to go to Spain, that you probably could. But not the issue. I think the issue is when our life doesn't feel the way that we hoped it would feel, that we look for reasons why. And as I said yesterday, money becomes the easiest place to park our sense of dissatisfaction because it's so specific.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's happened to you. I believe you. I don't think you're particularly materialistic. I don't think you're particularly envious. I think you're bored. So find something to do that.
Interesting. Yeah, I never thought about it like that. But it, I mean, you know, you might be onto something. I gotta think about that. I do notice that I surround myself though with friends that either have a similar lifestyle or make less money. It just happens that way.
Somehow,
if someone makes a lot more money, let's say, then somehow. I don't know. It's like if I look around at my good friends, do you think that in some way says that I'm that I have some insecurity about money or something or not?
Not necessarily, although if you think you do, I'm willing to buy into it, and we can talk about that in a minute. But I think we tend to, you know, I was talking earlier in the program about friends, and I think friends are more like us. The thing is, if somebody has a lot of money and somebody doesn't have very much, that it limits what you can do because so I think what we do sort of unconsciously is we pick people who have about the same disposable income. So one person isn't saying, let's fly to Paris for dinner, and the other is saying, let's hit Taco Bell. Because it's difficult to bridge that gap. And the person who has...
But in the suburbs, though, that I'm talking about someone that might drive a much fancier car. It's interesting that, you know, because in the suburbs, you know, you have some disparity, you know, but it's not a great disparity. Just some people have a little bit fancier stuff. But
or they put their money in different places. It may not even be that their income is all that different.
That's true. But
so,
it's less about that and more about just my own, like, it's almost like I have too much time on my hands, so I'm becoming very petty with, like, you know, let me focus on, almost using my brother as an excuse.
Yep. And I'm not even saying that you're consciously doing that.
I never thought about it like that.
I'm saying you have too much time on your hand. My metaphor is when you're on vacation, all you think about is food because there's nothing else to think about. So when we're living our lives, we can sometimes forget a meal just because we're busy and we're involved and we're engaged. When you have nothing to think about, and if there's a general sense of dissatisfaction, as I said, money is such an easy place for that dissatisfaction to go because, I mean, you can't say, well, you know, I'm a nicer person. What does nice mean? And most of us aren't willing to suggest that somebody is cheating. Although sometimes people do. They say, well, you know, that they're probably doing something not quite kosher. So, but it's the same phenomenon. What it is focusing on the money and saying, you know, I'm a superior person. But what they're really saying is, I feel crappy. And why do we feel crappy? Well, self-esteem is one of the few terms in psychology that actually makes any sense, any inherent sense, because it's self, which is not your mother, not your father, not even the IRS. It's you saying about yourself. And esteem is an active word. Esteem is actively valuing something. I think you don't have... The things that you actively value right now are outside of you. And I think as the older we get, the more we have to actively value who we are, which implies what we do. And I think you're not doing enough right now. Not that your house isn't clean or your kid isn't well-groomed or your meals aren't gourmet. But, you know, you don't have enough to fill up the sense of why I'm on this earth. You know, what do I do? What do I do well? And I think if that were more a part of your life, then your sister not having a BMW, I mean, when her taillight breaks, that's $600 as opposed to your VW, which is 12. So, I mean, it doesn't even matter anymore that's great.
See, I don't feel this way, though, with other, you know, I have cousins who have done just as well as my brother, let's say, financially, and I don't feel one ounce of, you know, this uncomfortable feeling.
Well, you don't share the same DNA either. I'll hang on to you. Listen, think about whether there's been rivalry between you and your brother in the past, okay? And let's start there. I'll put you on hold. Come back. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Maria. Brittany, I'll get to you in just a second, I promise. Who's got an issue because her are there just the two of you, you and your brother?
No, we have two other siblings. But I just wanted to mention when you said, has there been rivalry with my brother? You know, he's quite a bit younger. He's like almost 10 years younger than me.
Right.
You know, my sister has done very well with her husband. They opened a daycare center. They're doing very well. I don't have this feeling at all towards her. I think it's because my husband and my brother are both in the same field. Like, they're both attorneys. I think it would be different if my brother was, say, a doctor, because then, you know, it would be a totally different, you know, field. But they're in the same field, and my husband works harder and makes less. And
Well, it sounds like they're both in the general field of law, but they're not in the same field.
No, they're in different areas of law. Totally different. Totally different. Like plastic surgery and psychiatry, they're totally different.
Yeah. So maybe that's, look I still think you hear that. I think that that's where you need to focus. Number one is that they really don't have the same field. That you could both say they're attorneys, but as you point out, that podiatry and psychiatry and plastic surgeon are, you know, they all start with P's, but they're all medical doctors, but they're not the same at all. And that may be a place that would be more comfortable. As you hear, my assumption or supposition is this has very little to do with your brother and a whole lot to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
That it's
right.
Just your sense. You know, I've used the example before. When I first moved to New York, my income dropped by 50% and my expenses doubled. So within literally, you know, the amount of time it took to fly there, which is, 6 hours, my disposable income dropped by 75%. I mean, it was really a shock. I didn't know anybody. I was working overtime in the weekends. And so what I did was what I do when I'm always feeling a bit lost is I went to find a place to work out. And I was completely unlucky in that I found a place where Baryshnikov works out. So, which was kind of fun, except he was seldom there. But there were all these little anorexic 19-year-olds who could wrap their leg twice around the top of their head without sweating. And I felt like one of the elephants in Fantasia. And the only reason I could stay in and stick with it is saying, to hell with them, I have a PhD. And you could say, what does that have to do with anything? And the answer is, it was a safe place to stand. And so when I could sort of hang in and not be competitive with these people who are much better at it, much younger, much more supple, because I said I have something that they don't that I value. And that's what I'm suggesting to you. You need to have something in your life that's yours that you value. And then I think all the rest of that sort of, it's not even that it goes away or looms less large. It's just it's no longer relevant. It's just not something you think about.
Okay, yeah, right.
Give it some thought.
At this point, because my daughter is older, because she has been my every, you know, totally been my focus. She's still my total focus, but you're right. When she's in school, like right now, you know, the fact that I even had time to call you is because she's in school. So
yeah.
You're saying when she's in school and I'm not totally focused on her, I need to just do some soul searching here. What is missing in my life?
What do I want to do? And not only that, but understand that a total focus on a child is quite often not healthy for the parent and certainly not helpful for the child.
Yeah. Yes, that's true, too.
See what you get. And you can borrow my magic wand. You have to return it after, you know, 36 hours or something. That says, if I could do anything in the world I wanted to do, what would it be? And then how do I begin planning for that? And look, you get pregnant. That's fine. It's not relevant because you're going to run into the same. If you get pregnant tomorrow, 7 years from, or 6 months and 6 years and 9 months from today, you're going to have the same issue. So figure out what it is that you want to do in this life. You,
That's
not your husband.
That's a hard question.
Well, but it is the question. And
it's
I think
hard.
That.
Yeah.
Well, but it's,
I mean,
also
it's easier
fun.
At 25, but it's harder at, you know, 40. But,
well,
yeah.
But it's the same question,
yeah.
And presumably you're smarter, you're wiser, and if the issue is, well, what I really want to do is become a podiatrist, then maybe you go to school where your kid goes to school. If it's that I want to start a company that deals with public service, then maybe you go and take some courses at the SBA.
Really want to do what I did before, which was paralegal work. I don't want to do that.
Okay, then don't start with what you don't. Be careful about starting with what you don't want to do, because if it's the only thing you're thinking about specifically, you'll end up doing it because it's the only specific plan you have. So figure out, borrow my magic wand, and you don't have to be reasonable. You don't have to be sensible. That's the thing about magic. If I could do anything I wanted for the next 15 or 20 years, what would be fun? What would be interesting? And then how do I get there? And I'll help you with that if that's what you need to do.
Wow. That's great. It's great.
Yeah. And you may find that all the rest of that icky feeling in your stomach
right.
goes away.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. You made me think of it in a totally different way, you know. And
great.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm here if you need some help, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Rhea. 855-993-7569. Brittany, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. First of all, I'm a long-time listener. I listen to your podcast every morning when I get ready for work. And that's kind of why I'm calling. I have a coworker. We work in the medical field. And, you know, we're both supposed to be professionals. We worked together quite some time, but things have kind of changed a little bit recently in terms of our patient population. And long story short, we can't stand each other. to the point, you know, I tried all these different tactics. I'm like, I'm going to be cheerful and stupid. Then I was like, well, I'm going to be firm. And we, you know, both ended up in our manager's office in tears. And I'm just afraid, you know, I'm going to let this woman ruin my career. So
okay.
I guess I need help. Basically, you know, we have a little bit of overlap in terms of our shifts, but, you know, I take care of the patients, and then she comes in, we have some overlap, and then she takes care of them until I come in again. And, you know, I feel like she's competent, but she's the kind of person that will do anything she can to get out of her work. And I feel she's sneaky and manipulative. And at this point, she's lied about stuff I've said. And I just don't know how to work with her.
Okay. When was the last time the two of you got along okay together?
I guess a couple months ago. It was always chilly, but we didn't have any overlap.
Okay.
It used to just be, you know, when she came in, I left. So there was no really sharing of responsibility.
All right, so explain to me what the overlap exactly is at this moment.
So we have about 3 hours of overlap because the service is a little busier, and so they thought, oh, well, you know, we'll have this overlap because there's a higher volume of patients and, you know, more things to get done.
Mm-hmm.
So during that time, there is no clear definition of who specifically is supposed to do what, and we have asked for that. Our management is a little overwhelmed, and frankly, I don't think they're ever.
Okay.
They're so far removed.
Let me put you on hold. I'm going to make you temporarily in charge, and I want you to think about if you were in charge of the overlap, how would you designate roles? All right, I'll come back to you in just a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Brittany, who has a woman who's a co-worker, and they were never best buddies, but they got along okay because there was essentially no overlap there, and now there's a three-hour overlap. So I'm making you in charge temporarily. What if you had to designate who did what or how you did the transition? What would you do? How would you do it?
With as little talking as possible, because we don't communicate well.
Okay, I got that. So, would there be a form?
Yes.
Okay,
or
and what
like
would the
email?
Okay, fair enough. What would be on the form?
Like anything pending, and then, you know, for the 3 hours, what patients, you know, need counseling or, you know, need things.
Okay. So you'd have a patient's name, you'd have by hours are most of the tasks that would be assigned to a patient, for example, surgery or exercise or therapy or whatever, would be on an hourly basis, half-hour basis? How are things designated?
Well, it's kind of hard because it's patient-specific. It's a lot of information gathering.
Let's break this down into two different categories, okay? One is patients that both of you know, and one is new patients, okay?
Right.
So what do you need to see? Here's what I'm going to try and do with you, and we don't necessarily have to get all of it done right now at this moment, but what I'm going to have you do is draw up a system, and with either a form or a form online, where either of you just have to put in the patient's name, the date, the time, what's pending, what's been done, sort of a progress report. And presumably this is in the notes on each patient, but it could be, you know, a shorthand excerpt from the notes. And then what you're going to do, and it should be fairly simple, and just the relevant information, because some of it you could presumably go, for example, medications or something like that, you could probably go and check the chart. So it doesn't necessarily have to be replicating what's already in the chart, but just a quick kind of overview of what needs to be done for which patient. And you could have different columns or different colors or whatever. And what you're going to do is you're going to sit down with a paper and pencil or do it online and figure it out. And then you're going to go to your overboss. And you're going to say, listen, it just occurs to me that this is the kind of information that I need and that she needs. And here I've drawn up the system. Why don't we implement it? And then your boss is going to think you were the best thing since sliced bread, because it's probably a system not only that you can use and Miss Nasty, Nurse Ratchet here, but also everybody else. So you look like a hero, Brittany. And because you're designing it, it's going to be the stuff that you specifically care about. And then as it evolves, it may be that there's, you know, that you need some kind of, you need information that you don't have, or that some of the information you have is redundant. But you're going to look like a hero because, number one, you've come up with a solution to your problem. You've come up with a solution to the manager's problem, which is two people who can't get along with each other. You've also have a system that's basically foolproof for anybody else and can be used system-wide. Which means you'll probably get a promotion. If you get a promotion, then you don't have to deal with Nurse Ratchet anymore. But that's, you know, that's pie in the sky. But this will give you some sense of, number one, that you're not a victim anymore. That, number two, we don't have to like, because your system should be foolproof. It should be foolproof to the extent that it's very easy to fill out. Everybody can look at it. So, for example, let's say Nurse Ratchet is on vacation, and we know that she's not terrifically good at record keeping, let's say. So somebody else could go and say, all right, this is the information I need. Or you're on vacation. So it's a system that doesn't rely on human beings nearly as much anymore, because it's very straight, it's very simple, it's very basic, and it's uniform. So then you don't even have to talk to her. And if you had a specific question, you could either email her or ask her or whatever, but it's gonna minimize the need for any personal contact, which is what you're trying to do. What you're trying to do it for a number of reasons. You in particular trying to do it because of Nurse Ratchet. But you want to basically do it for anybody, because everybody there is busy, and
right.
They forget. And you're talking about, in theory, potentially life and death issues. So you want records of everything. It also covers your cute little butt. Because if Nurse Ratchet doesn't fill it out or is sloppy, you've got the record there. So instead of it's he said, she said, or, you know, we don't get along or whatever, you've got a thing of said, look, I need this information.
Okay. Because that was going to be my only other question. Two things. Like, she comes late all the time, and I don't want to.
That's your problem.
Petty.
Not your problem.
But because you
need the information, and you can in theory leave, assuming there's somebody to cover for you, because the information's already typed in. It's already there. You don't actually have to have contact with her. And if there's a 3-hour overlap, look, my dear, there are always. How old are you?
33.
Okay. You know, because this isn't your first job. There, in any particular workplace, there are people who put in more time, more effort. They work harder than anybody else. Conversely, there are people in any workplace who are phoning it in. They're sloppy.
Yeah.
They have nasty dispositions. They cut corners. They shouldn't be there. You're not in charge
right.
of the universe at this moment. Neither am I.
Right.
You do a good job. And the problem about Nurse Ratchet at this moment is not that she's a pain in the neck, because there are pains in the neck every place. The problem about Nurse Ratched is she's making it harder for you to do your job. This system should make it easier not only for you to do your job, but everybody to do their job. And you don't have to reply, you don't have to depend on her or her personality or whether she likes you or not. And because it's a public system, if she decides to be a little snot and withhold from you, her forms aren't filled out, which you then don't even have to. You can just be wide-eyed, stupid, cheerful, and completely innocent and say, gee, I just don't have that information. Then it becomes an issue that your boss can tackle, not on the basis of personality, but on the basis of a form not filled out.
Okay. Okay, that's very helpful. Thank you. Because,
it takes the aggravation out of it for you. And if she has any brains, and you can go to her if you want, and say, listen, this is can you think of anything else that needs to be on this form? Now, of course, the risk of that is she may go to your boss and say it was her idea. So if you're going to go to her and ask her for any input, which is not a terrible idea, make sure your boss is aware of the form first. In fact, that's what I do. Here's what I would do. I would draw this up, and I would do it fairly quickly, because the motivation is right now, because she's driving you nuts. And sitting down and figuring out what you specifically need is a good exercise for you. Then take it to your boss and say, look, this is what I came up with. What I thought I would do is poll the other people, including Nurse Ratched, and see what they have, and I'll have a finished form that everybody's seen by Monday or whatever it is, all right? Because then you look like a team player, you've taken some initiative, you're clearly management material. And look, there are going to be good managers and lousy managers every place you go. There are going to be people who are easy to get along with and people who are willing to undermine you at any... And that's basically how you cover your cute little butt, is you do what you're supposed to do and you document it, and you never make personal comments to anybody, even if you think that they are the Antichrist. Because nobody likes to get in the middle of an argument. You know, one of the things we talked about awkward yesterday, about awkward situations, and one of the things that makes people feel awkward is when people are saying ugly things about each other. I'm not saying that they weren't deserved, but you don't win any points on it either. But this system is objective, it's clear, it's concise, it's universal, it's helpful, and it has. And you're not going to say the reason I did this is because Nurse Ratched's a fool. Because there's no reason to do that. What you're going to do is you're going to be contained about this, of saying, here's a system I thought would work in terms of overlap.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. You are just wonderful. You help a lot of people.
Well, you're welcome. And this should be fun for you, because it's a whole different way of thinking about your job, about communication. And you're going to be a hero, because your boss doesn't have to do anything. Now, understand, your boss very well may take credit for it. You don't care. Right? Because this solves your problem. And as long as it solves your problem, one of the things we have to accept as we get to be adults is sometimes people that we hate benefit from doing the right thing. But as long as it's the right thing, and as long as we benefit, that's just the way of the world. The world is not fair, never was, never will be, not the issue.
Right. Okay.
You ready?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Brittany. 855-993-7569. For those of you who listen intensely to the program, you're going to say, well, wait a minute. It's that time of the week. It's, you know, it's Friday. And how come she hasn't done it? It's broken. Let's fix it. And I will tell you that Manny and I made the executive decision, dum, 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 that we will interview Amy Ziering next week about Hunting Grounds, which is a documentary about sexual assault on campuses. So if you have a kid in college, if you're thinking about going to college, if you are sending a kid to college, it's something that it's a really important issue. But around here, calls take precedence over everything. So if you're going to call me, you have to call me the next minute or two, and I'll get you on the air before the end of the program. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Most people know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, I have two news stories to share with you as a way of closing out the program today. And the first is that China is clamping down on WeChat, which apparently is their kind of interactive kind of thing, because it turns out in China that the discussion of pornography or wife swapping or anything like this considered mental health issues. So,
wow.
I mean, you could argue that maybe it's mental health issues too here, yeah. But we don't clamp down on it.
That's true.
Yeah. So, it's a way to be put in a sanitarium for the rest of your life. So, the internet. I mean, the point is that the single greatest threat to maniacal politicians and repressive governments is the internet, because you cannot keep information secret anymore. And so in the long run, there's some legitimate criticisms of the internet, and clearly we're moving into an area where people are going to have to decide if there should be some restrictions. But clearly, in the government, no matter how much the governments are going to try and clamp down, it's going to be an impossible task. It's like trying to keep your kid off the internet, right? They can just go to somebody else's house. So same metaphor. Okay, but there are two. So that was story number one, is that even China is having trouble with sexting. Good luck. Okay, this is my favorite story, and the first, but stick with me on this one. All right, the headline is "Scientists Find Way to Create Different Forms of Ice," and you're thinking, "Who cares and why?" Right? Stick with me. They take two thin sheets of graphene to flatten a drop of water between the two sheets to successfully create a new form, a square grid pattern, which is what ice looks like. The square pattern creates another interesting property of graphene, which consists of flat, atom-thick sheets, now an atom is obviously very small, of carbon that are stiff, strong, and puts great pressure on any molecule stuck in between. So this is a possible reason why water flows through layers of graphene quickly. Basically, it turns out this may be a desalination membrane, right? Because we know that, what is it, two-thirds of the surface of the Earth is covered with water, but we can't use it because it's salty, right? So if you could figure out an inexpensive way of desalination, you wouldn't have to worry about droughts. We wouldn't have to worry about people not having enough water to drink. They examine the behavior of water vapor and liquid waters that flows through stacks of graphene oxide. Now, why this came up to them, I have no idea. Because, you know, whether this was inspiration or accidental. That the water molecules form themselves in square structure and push each other toward the opposite side in bullet train-like speed. They're not sure. This was the computer simulation, so they have to make sure that this actually works. So they use an electron microscope, one of my favorite things. I've told you about my experience in medical school of one morning being faced with an electron microscopic picture of pepperoni. Trust me, if you've ever seen pepperoni under an electron microscope, you will never eat it again. So they've seen pockets of ice trapped in the below 1 nanometer apart graphene sheets. Now, these are very, very small areas, obviously, and they have square ice. They may be putting a minimum of 10,000 times the atmospheric pressure to change the structure of the water, like having millions of little springs holding them together. How cool is that? I mean, don't you think that's kind of a cool thing, or you don't care?
No, it is pretty cool. Very cool.
I mean, changing something as basic as water, right?
Mm-hmm.
And figuring out a way to inexpensively change the structure completely. So you could take ocean water and drink it. You could take sewer water, presumably,
mm-hmm.
and drink it, which is, they're already trying that in California. Remember, it was about 3 years ago? Oh, yeah, here's what they did. It turns out that they actually have fairly good systems for taking sewer water and making it drinkable. But apparently, only in California, folks, they market it as, what do they call it? Toilet water or something, you know, because eau de toilette, which is the French term, yeah. And nobody would buy it, nobody would drink it. And they did some blind studies where they actually had, you tasted the different water, and everybody said it tasted fine. But knowing what it is turns out to be a little bit more of a hurdle than people had thought.
Wow.
would you drink something that was called toilet water?
Absolutely not.
No?
If it was called toilet water, I wouldn't touch it. 'Cause, well, and it's just
it's the mental image of it.
Yeah, it's just the
thought. Obviously before they could actually sell it to consumers, you'd have to prove that it was safe, that it had a lower bacteria count, and apparently the stuff that they had actually had a lower bacteria content than tap water.
Hmm.
But still, not going to happen to you,
yeah,
huh?
It's just the thought of. Yeah, the moment you associate the word toilet to it, it's just like uh-uh.
What if we said toilette? Doesn't help, huh?
Then my question would be, what the hell is toilette?
Toilet.
And then if somebody says toilet, I'm like, yeah, I'm okay.
No,
I'm
not good. Gonna happen. Yeah,
I'm
just
good,
just
thanks.
Give it to the dog.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, did you hear the new Woody? I think it's the new Woody, not Woody Allen. What's his name? With the ponytail. The country western singer, the tax evasion guy. Why can I not think of it? I'll think of it in a minute. Anyway, why can I not think of his head? It just went out of my head. He's got a new song out that's called Hey Bartender, Give Me Whiskey for Me and Beer for My Horses. Whiskey for My Man and Beer for My Horses. Willie Nelson.
Okay.
All I could think of was Waylon Jennings, which I knew was wrong. Although he may be on the song as well. It's Willie Nelson.
Okay.
Poor Willie. He's going to be remembered as much for his ponytail and his tax evasion as anything else. So no toilet. You know why the French invented toilet water, perfume?
Why?
I think Louis the 13th or something. Because people didn't bathe.
Okay, yeah.
So, and still don't to a certain extent. Still, Europeans, the idea of running water is a relatively modern one.
Hmm.
See, all this stuff that you're ready for Trivial Pursuit at this moment after working with me.
I mean, and with that, I need my showers, man. I need to be fresh.
You'd use toilet water for a shower.
We have
a marketing problem, Houston.
I'll say this. I'll be more likely to use that for a shower as opposed to consumption.
You wouldn't drink it, huh?
I wouldn't drink it.
Even if I promised you that it was perfectly safe? It's the name of it. We'd have to call it something like...
I couldn't get the image out of my head. That's the problem.
All right. Advertisers everywhere. You can't call it toilet water. I don't think they actually called it toilet water.
Don't tell me it's toilet water, or
don't tell
I won't drink it.
He's not going to drink it, folks. 855-393-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100. Commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.